Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. It's exciting time around here. The last hour of the pledge drive is always an exciting time, sometimes a nerve-wracking time, sometimes a time for great celebration. We'll see how this hour goes, but we're going to take the calls that come in and ask questions of Jimmy Akin. It's open forum, so we're not going to neglect our regular work. If you have a question about the Catholic faith, you are very welcome here. Whether you are Catholic or not, we'd be happy to address it. If you have something that's maybe a challenging question, or you're like, I just can't accept this about the Catholic faith, or I don't know how you can, that's fine. We're happy to take that call. We try to be polite. We ask you to try to be polite. But if maybe you have a question that's more along the lines of, I just would really like a deeper understanding of my faith. I don't understand this or that part of the faith. Maybe you just don't know much about Catholicism at all, and you'd like to know what we're about. All of those questions are welcome.
Don't know much about biology.
Don't know much about theology.
Yeah.
Don't know much sacramentology. Okay, so that number,
I do know about Christology, and that's the important one. So,
and if. I don't know where to go. I lost the trail of it there.
Folks, we're getting a little loopy because it's the last hour of our pledge drive, and we have to raise $10,000 this hour in order to meet our matching challenge. The number to call in to ask a question is 888-318-7884. The number to call in and be generous to help keep Catholic Answers live on the air and to help support all the work of Catholic Answers is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. If you're just tuning in, we have basically the whole Catholic Answers staff, everyone here in the building who's not putting on the radio show right now, is at their desk waiting to take your call. We don't use a call center. We put everyone here to work so that you'll be talking to someone who actually works at Catholic Answers and who's just waiting to help you make your donation safely and securely and easily. It's a very simple process. Give us a call, 888-291-8000. We do need to raise $10,000 this hour in order to meet a matching challenge that one of our donors has put up. We don't get that $10,000 until we match it, so please give us a call, 888-291-8000, or even if you're in another part of the world, or even if you're listening to us after hours by a podcast or video, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your donation safely and securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
We are now 67% of the way to our goal. That is, we've done 2.5 days of this pledge drive, and we have 1 hour left to raise 33% of our total goal. Guess what? That's possible. It's not an impossible thing. I don't want you to think it is. We are going to need some larger donors to step up. If you have been thinking about making that larger donation, if you are an especially blessed person and you can do a $1,000 or a $2,000 donation, it will mean the world to us this hour. That will get us much, much closer to being 100% fully funded. Maybe you are one of those people who, a $5,000 or a $10,000 donation doesn't make a dent, or it is within reasonable reach, yeah, for you. Then if you would call 888-291-8000, more than half of the lines are open right now. So this would be the perfect time to call, and a good healthy start to this hour would really go a long way. 888-291-8000.
And we have some folks we want to thank, including Joyce and Ann, Mary, Carol, Dana, Cece, Emmanuel, Jose, Suzanne, and several folks who wanted to remain anonymous, but we really appreciate it. Sandra says, I'm a monthly giver and a new Catholic convert, but I wanted to give just a bit more. I listen every day to your show, and it's helped me as I was entering the Catholic Church. Thank you for all you do. God bless you.
Thank you, Sandra. And remember Pete from last hour who said he would listen to annoying Catholic Answers in the background?
But now he listens to us?
Well, Carol is – this is what Carol says. Carol – she just gave us money. You just thanked her. Carol says, Carol here, Pete's wife, who was listening to annoying Catholic Answers. Thank you for helping my husband to see the light. He was reluctant, but it worked. Logic is a good thing for him. Thanks, Carol and Pete.
I find that remark highly logical.
That's the kind of family we have here at Catholic Answers. It's so encouraging when we get those messages. I cannot tell you what it means to the staff. Sometimes we'll get an email from someone who has come back to the faith because of Catholic Answers, or has come to the full living of the faith, and it'll go around. Somebody will hit the send all, and it goes around the office. And it just delights us. It's a wonderful thing. It's a very humbling thing as well, because we know there's nobody in this building who thinks we're doing this on our own. There is a great movement of lay Catholics taking the responsibility to take the faith out into the world the way that we have been called to do really for centuries, and are kind of now figuring out how to do on things like radio and television and the internet and all that. We're kind of like the, I don't know, maybe you think tip of the spear or the top of the iceberg or something, but because we're sitting here in front of these microphones. But there's no illusions around here that this is a movement of much greater than ourselves and that lots of people are supporting. And so we come to you with confidence to ask you for your support. About half of our lines are open right now. We're about two-thirds funded. We need you to call. We have a $10,000 dollar-for-dollar match. If you want to use that all up with one donation of $10,000, that's fine. Want to do it 100 at a time? That's fine. But let's use it up. 888-291-8000.
And while we have many of our donation lines open, we have all of our call-in lines open right now. So if you have a question you'd like to ask me, give us a call at 888-318-7884. Once again, it's 888-318-7884.
Yeah, we don't want to scare anybody away. We're going to take your calls. If you're and maybe people are thinking that, but we're going to take your calls if you have questions about the Catholic faith. That's what we do. I have to say too, to those who are making their pledges right now or considering making their pledge right now, this is a wonderful time of year here at Catholic Answers, because in the month or so after Easter, this is where we get lots of messages, beautiful messages from people who have come into the church at the Easter Vigil. And it was, you know, it may have been something Jimmy said. It may have been, you know, something they read on the forums online, but it might have been the TV show. Actually, I've never had anyone yet say the TV show was the cause. So
it'll happen.
We're kind of new with the TV show.
Yeah.
But do you see what I'm saying? We try to be wherever we can catch the eyeballs and the ears, and we're trying to be there not with a message of anger, not with a message of frustration or upset or
doom and gloom.
Sturm und Drang. Oh, there's go ahead. One more. Give me one more. We've got anything? Nothing?
Give me a minute. Donner and Blitzen.
Yeah, right. No, none of that.
Which is
Donner
German
and Blitzen
for thunder and lightning. So.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, it's we know the world is in crisis. There's nobody here at Catholic Answers who's got their head buried in the sand going, no, everything's great. We know the church is in crisis. But we also know that there is no way out of these crises that is anything like fully human, that doesn't take into account the joy of the gospel, that isn't about Jesus Christ, the Savior, who has come to show us a better way to live, where the call is a call to love one another. It is not a call just to be in a state of panic or upset. And I'll tell you what, when you're willing to share the gospel, when you're willing to explain it and defend it to people who may have their defenses up about it, the world changes, and that's what we're asking you to kind of participate in right now. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. Every pledge matters this hour. We have a $10,000 dollar-for-dollar match where, again, I'm looking at the monitor to see if it's changing.
Another 6,000.
Okay. And we're 68% of the way to our goal. We started out at 66.
45.
Today, earlier.
Today,
yeah. Well, we started at 45 earlier today. This hour, we started out at 66. We're over 600 people have called. We figure maybe 800, 850 will do it. So if we just get 250 more calls this hour, that'll do it, I believe. 888-291-8000. But time to go to calls, though. Time to do our day job. Mike in
Wisconsin,
you are up next. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Jimmy. Sorry. I got to tell you, what a pleasure.
Thank you.
A big fan of the show, but I wanted to get your take on something, Jimmy. I got something that's been weighing on me here for quite a while. I'm very active in our church, and I'm entering the diaconate, so I'm going to be going back to school.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a very, very full life, and what's been bothering me is that I believe to be a disciple of Christ, you know, he tells us to go and be his hands and feet and spread the good word and stuff. And I haven't been doing that. And what dawned on me now is I called in and I became a first-time donor on a monthly basis.
Oh, thank you.
And Yeah, you bet. I'm very happy to do this. Do you think by donating to Catholic Answers, and you guys are worldwide, that that kind of fulfills that, you know, what we're told to be God's hands and feet, or, you know, going out and spreading the good word, but you guys are actually doing the work, but by us supporting you, does that...
Yeah, oh no, we could not do the work without your support, and so this is a cooperative effort. One of the things St. Paul talks about in 1 Corinthians and in Romans, and he alludes to it elsewhere as well, but in particular, in 1 Corinthians and Romans, he uses an image of Christ's mystical body as the church. And this is actually found broadly in Paul's theology, but he really digs down into this metaphor, for example, in 1 Corinthians 12. And he talks about how there are different body parts in the human body, and they all contribute in one way or another to the functioning of the whole. And he talks about there and in Romans 12 about how in the Christian life that manifests in terms of different spiritual gifts. And he says, whatever your gift is, whatever you have to contribute, that's what you should use, and that's how you make a contribution to the overall health of the body. And so some people, like Cy here, is in a position, and you know, me, are in a position to be able to spread the word through the magic of radio, but we cannot do it without the support of the rest of the body. And so even if you're not yourself in a position to do the same kind of ministry at this point, in terms of preaching the gospel and so forth, enabling other people to do that is something that definitely contributes and is a spiritual activity. It's a spiritual work of mercy, and it's consequently a way of fulfilling your mission in addition to everything else you do, including becoming a deacon, which one day, you know, if you're able to complete that program and become a deacon, you'll be able to preach and so forth and spread the gospel in that way.
Yeah, that just, you know, dawned on me after I decided to become a donor, and I was thinking maybe that might fulfill that one thing that's been nagging on me all this time.
Yeah, it definitely.
That might be a great way, and maybe even other people out there that haven't called in yet that might be thinking about calling in, that'd be a good way for them to participate in that same, you know, spreading the word.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
We'd love it for them to do exactly that.
And God bless you in your journey towards the diaconate, Mike. That's a heavy one to take on, too. I know that it's quite serious, the preparation for the diaconate. That's no joke. That's years of classroom study and practicum and all that. So, Mike, thanks very much. Thanks for the encouraging words. Thanks for encouraging folks to call in and support Catholic Radio, Catholic Answers Live on the radio. And thank you for your financial support of Catholic Answers Live. But lines open again. Lines filled up. The lines are open again. I'm going to tell you the number right now. We are 68% of the way to being fully funded. 68% of the way with about 45 minutes to go. 888-291-8000 is the number. We have a $10,000 dollar-for-dollar match, and I haven't told you about these things in a little while, so I want to tell you about them again. We do want to – look, I don't want to fool anybody. We really want to make long-term friends, and part of making long-term friends, you know, when someone makes a monthly pledge, and then we can kind of be in contact with that person, and over time, maybe you'll come to one of our conferences, or we'll see you on the road somewhere when we're out, or you know, you'll join us on a pilgrimage. That is very, very important to us and the health of what we do. We don't want to be an apostolate in isolation. We want to be an apostolate in communion with all the Catholics out there. And so we want you to be a monthly donor. And so we want to give you gifts to encourage that. Sohrab Ahmari, his book, From Fire by Water, My Journey to the Catholic Faith, his story of conversion in Iran from Islam to the Catholic faith. It's gripping. It's exciting. You'll be happy you read it. But we'll also send you No Greater Love, A Biblical Walk Through Christ's Passion from Dr. Edward Sri. And both of those come to you if you can become a monthly pledger at an $18 a month or more level. Maybe you can do 25. I'll tell you what. Every penny of that is getting matched this hour up to $10,000. And that match comes to us right away. You call, you make the pledge for the year. As it gets fulfilled, then we have that relationship with you. But right away, it all gets matched to us. But maybe you're someone who can do a $45 a month per month pledge or more. If you are, we want to be your friend as well. And no joke about it. Look, this is a work of Catholic people altogether. And I don't use the word friend lightly. We have been very, very blessed with those who have become our friends over the years. But if you can do a pledge of $45 a month or more, we'd send you both of those books, but we'll also be able to send you the Lectio series, Mary, the Bible and the Mother of God, from Brant Petrie, 8 DVDs and a study guide, a beautiful study guide, grow closer to Mary and really enjoy 8 DVDs from Brant Petrie. That's at $45 a month pledge level or more. Or if you want to do a one-time pledge of $500, I will say once again, all of it matters. And if you are one of those people who can make a $1,000 or $2,000 pledge, we are in need right now. We want to be fully funded by the top of this hour, and we're not yet 70% of the way to our goal. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. 888-291-8000. Let's fill up those lines. 888-291-8000. Want to take another call, Jimmy?
Yes, please.
All right, let's go to Juanita in Cleveland, Ohio. Hi, Juanita.
Hi.
Got a question for Jimmy?
You?
Very well. And we're ready for your question.
I have a friend who's Seventh-day Adventist, and I'd like to be able to kind of respond to her.
Okay.
Especially in regards to why we celebrate on Sunday and not Saturday.
Okay. Well, the basic reason is because we're not Jewish, and consequently, we're not bound by the law of observing the Sabbath. St. Paul is pretty clear about this in the letter to the Colossians. He says that the various observances in the Old Testament were shadows that pointed forward to Christ, but now that the substance of Christ has come, we're not obliged to do those things anymore. And so he says, don't let anybody judge you when in matters of food and drink, so those are the kosher laws, or in regard to a festival, a new moon, or a Sabbath day. And those were the three kinds of days on the Jewish liturgical calendar. They had annual feasts like Passover that came around once a year. They had monthly new moons that came around every month when they cited the new moon. And then they had the weekly Sabbath. And St. Paul says, don't let anybody judge you with regard to how you keep those. So he indicates that Christ is the end of the law. And because we're not Jewish, we're not and because we're living after the time of Christ, we're not obliged to do those things anymore. What we do instead as Christians is commemorate the resurrection of Jesus, which the Gospels tell us was on the first day of the week. We know that the early Christians met on the first day of the week. In fact, St. Paul tells the Corinthians that every first day of the week, they should put aside a certain sum of money for a collection that he was going to be taking up. And the reason he said do that on the first day of the week is because that's when the Christians were meeting. It wasn't payday. Greek authorities in Corinth didn't observe the Jewish week. This was a religious thing. And so because he says to take up this collection on Sundays, it's because that's when Christians were gathered together and you could take up a collection. Also, it was very quickly named the Lord's Day because it's the day of the Lord's resurrection. We see St. John in the book of Revelation refer to it as the Lord's Day. And we also see it mentioned in other early Christian literature from the first century, including the letter of Barnabas, which is not a letter that's in the New Testament, but it is a first century Christian document that talks about how Christians treat the first day of the week as the Lord's Day because of the Lord's resurrection. And so those are the fundamental reasons why. If you'd like documentation on those things, I would suggest going by Catholic.com and just typing in Sabbath and Sunday, and you'll get a number of resources right there available to you for free right there at Catholic.com.
Thank you very, very much for that question, Juanita. I hope that was helpful to you. This is Catholic Answers Live, open forum. We're asking for your support right now as we come into the final moments now of our spring pledge drive. drive would hopefully fully fund us for the next 3 months to keep this radio program going. A gentleman just gave a donation. A gentleman named Michael just gave a donation, and he said, I was listening to the future deacon from Wisconsin ask about being a part of the body of Christ, as Paul states. I just want to do my part. Thanks, Mike. And
awesome.
That's how it works, isn't it? That's a very nice thing. Thank you. So thank you, future deacon Mike, for your encouraging words, and thank you, Michael, for your pledge of support. We're going to need about 200 more people to call in the next half hour. That's the only way I can put it. We were at 623 supporters right now from all around the world, 623 supporters. That's a relatively small number when you think about the world.
Yeah, the bad news is we have some lines open, but the good news is we have some lines open so people can call in.
There we go. 888-291-8000 is the number. Or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and enter the information yourself. It's very quick. Jimmy says you can do it in maybe 30, 45 seconds, maybe a minute.
Yeah, but I'm a fast typist.
But you're so. Right. But in any case, it's not going to take a half hour to do it. It's very, very quick. Go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, make your pledge. That also works for helping us meet the match this hour. And that also goes immediately in to help us reach our goal. It says 69%. Maybe there's a few seconds lag. Maybe we're at 70%. Let's be cheerful and say we're at 70%. That means we got 30% of our fundraising to do in the next 30 minutes. 888-291-8000 is the number. Again, I appeal to those of you who can make that $1,000 or $2,000, maybe even $5,000 or $10,000 gift.
Yeah, we're still working on our $10,000 challenge.
Yeah.
Have not met that yet.
We have not met that challenge, and we are still quite a ways from reaching our goal. 888-291-8000 is the number to call, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Let's go now to Jeff in Connecticut, watching on YouTube Live. Thanks for joining us, Jeff. Your question for Jimmy.
Oh, hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Happy to.
I had a question about Luke chapter 17, verse 3, mm-hmm. and whether our forgiving people that trespass against us is conditioned upon them repenting for their sin, or if we have an unconditional obligation to forgive people.
You want to read me the translation you're reading from so I know the text that you have in your head?
Yeah, so I'm reading from the New American Bible.
Okay.
And it says, be on your guard. If your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him.
Right. Yeah, and the parallel passage in Matthew 18 is similar. And I always try to, you know, find out what translation someone's reading, because they'll put it a little differently.
Mm-hmm.
You often hear people today using rhetoric involving unconditional forgiveness, but you never find that rhetoric in the Bible. It's just not there. The word unconditional is not in the Bible. And so I tend to want to direct people to the language the Bible uses. The Bible does not indicate that God forgives people unconditionally. God expects people to repent in order to be forgiven of their sins. When we see Jesus teaching about forgiveness, he doesn't say forgive unconditionally. He says, if your brother repents. And so that's the language that Scripture uses. And I think you can go beyond that and see a certain truth in the idea of unconditional forgiveness, but you're really going beyond the language that Scripture uses. In terms of, well, so what kind of truth is there to the idea of unconditional forgiveness? I think there are a couple of things. One of them is you want to let go of your anger at some point. If what you mean by forgiving someone is let go of your anger, you don't want to be angry at someone forever. St. Paul says, you know, be angry and sin not. Do not let the sun go down upon your anger. And he doesn't mean you got to literally let go of it at sunset, but he does mean you don't hang on to it to the point that it becomes injurious to you or to others. And so at some point you need to let go of your anger, even if, it, you know, it may come up again, you know, to your mind later when you think about this, but you don't want to dwell on it. And so in that sense, yeah, you need to forgive or in the sense of letting go of your anger, regardless of whether or not somebody has repented, because it's going to hurt you to stay angry at them. Also, you want to will a person's ultimate good. You want them to get to heaven. even if they haven't repented. You want them to repent in the future, and so you want to forgive them in that sense. But in terms of having a personal, more direct reconciliation, that's something that does tend to require their repentance. And Scripture doesn't expect us to act like nothing happened there without the person, either with or without the person, repenting. So I hope that helps you out, Jeff. We're going to have to take a break here in just a moment, but that means it's a good time for you to call. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. We're working on our $10,000 matching challenge this hour. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and help us out. We have some wonderful thank you gifts we'd like to send you as a thank you for your generosity. And also, we are only going to be, after this break, we're only going to have about 25 minutes in this fundraising drive. So we really need to hear from you now. We're coming down to crunch time.
888-291-8000 is the number to call. Sometimes at the breaks, the lines do get full. So dial again or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you're willing to become a monthly donor, that means so much to us. And if you can do it at an $18 per month or more level, we're going to send you No Greater Love, A Biblical Walk Through Christ's Passion, and Sohrab Ahmari's book, From Fire by Water, My Journey to the Catholic Faith. Both very fine books. We'd like to send them to you. 888-291-8000.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we do not have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four radio stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the Internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Told you it was going to be exciting. It's coming right down to the wire. This is our last half hour now, our last half hour of our pledge drive. We won't come to you for months. It'll be all the way at the end of the summer till you hear from us again to ask for your support. The way it works here at Catholic Answers Live is we are funded going forward. I know it would be wonderful. It's better if you have I suppose it's better if you have a big foundation or a
endowment.
That you can draw on and you just kind of build that up. What we do is we pay the bills with the money that comes in from each of these pledge drives, and that allows the lights to stay on and the microphones to keep working and Nick to keep commuting in to be the sound engineer and all that. And so we come to you each 3 months to ask you to help us become fully funded for the next 3 months. And right now we are 70% of the way to that goal. That means we got to do 30% of our fundraising in the next half hour. Thank you so much for the 649 people who have called in over the last 2.5 days of this pledge drive. We come in now to the
2.75 days.
Oh, yeah, that's right. 2.75 quarters. If we could get another 150 or so on board, that would mean everything to us. 150 people to pick up that phone, call 888-291-8000, make their pledge of support.
And we're still working on our $10,000 matching challenge for this hour. We have not yet met that. We are making progress, but we do need to hear from you. 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. And if you are, again, I will say it, especially blessed, and you can help us cross that finish line. We would really appreciate it.
Yeah. Maybe. So, Cy, we were talking earlier about how there are some special giving societies that people can join. What can you tell us about that?
Well, we have two giving societies here at Catholic Answers. We have the President's Club. Donors who give $1,000 or more in the course of a calendar year are members automatically of the President's Club.
And that doesn't have to be $1,000 all at once. It could be over the course of, you know, monthly installments.
Say you give $85 a month or something like that, maybe $88
or round it up to 100, make it easy.
Okay, so sure, you give $100 a month. You're a member of the President's Club. You get access to receptions here, free copies of all the products.
Yeah, and that's so a big all one. The books, all the DVDs, all the
everything we put
audios
out that year, including the magazine, you get. And then you also get an invitation to the Catholic Answers annual Founders Circle Weekend. Founders Circle Weekend is fun, and it's a great retreat and all of that. It's also an opportunity for us to hear from people about what we could do better. And it has turned out to be actually very helpful to us. Mm-hmm. Real improvements have been made around here because of the suggestions of people who, you know, have experience running a business or that kind of thing. At the $5,000 level, if you're able to give $5,000 or more in the course of a calendar year, you become a member of the Founders Circle.
So that could be like $500 a month, for example.
$500 a month would do it. Yes, mm-hmm. Right. I'm trusting you on that, Jimmy.
Yeah.
I'll check later, but I trust you on that. And then you become a member of the Founders Circle. You get that. You get to come to the Founders Weekend.
Circle Retreat. Yeah.
Founders Circle Weekend. You get all the stuff that – all the products and the magazine and all of that. And you get we send you a certificate recognizing your generosity, and you get recognition on the Founders Circle plaque right here in the foyer of Catholic Answers. And you get our tremendous appreciation. And the truth is there are lots of people around the world – you know, I mentioned the country of Nigeria yesterday, but we hear from people all around the world. There's a guy who just checks in, not daily, but regularly from Micronesia.
Oh,
says,
cool.
Hey, from Micronesia, you know.
Mm-hmm. I like the software they make.
At my Micronesia software?
Yeah, it's very
good, yeah. But what I'm trying to get at is that there are folks all over this country and all over this planet who it's not within their means or even convenient maybe to be able to support us. When you provide that support, you really are making this program available to thousands and thousands of people. And look, the people who make the bad programming, the angry programming, the hypersexualized programming, the programming of mean-spiritedness and skepticism and all that and jadedness that the world makes, they're not taking a day off. They're not taking a break. And we don't need to match them. We don't need to make 1,000 shows to challenge the 1,000 shows that you might see of that nature. You just need 1 or 2 or 3. Get out there into the marketplace of ideas. Get out there where people, our eyes and ears can be attracted to the gospel, and it makes all the difference. So consider joining President's Club or Founders Circle right now.
There are people who could do that, and some of them are listening right now, and we would urge you to consider that. If it's within your means, please do consider making one of those larger donations. It'll really help Catholic Answers Live and all of the work of Catholic Answers. You can do that by calling 888-291-8000. We have lines that are open right now, people standing by just waiting to take your call here in the Catholic Answers offices, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your donation online.
888-291-8000 is that number. Let us go to the other phone line now and take some calls. Tom in Battle Creek, Michigan, you are up next. Your question for Jimmy.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi, Tom. We're well. Your question, please.
Okay. Real quick, I'm curious what the church teaches about individuals of you know, different faiths, non-Christian faiths, say a devout Muslim who is approached with the good news of Jesus Christ, but decides thoughtfully that it just isn't for him and continues to practice, you know, his religious tradition, which has been passed down by his, you know, his father and his father's father. Mm-hmm. Having been presented with the good news, he again decides it's not for him. What does the church teach about his salvation?
Well, some people look at this kind of situation and have the idea that if you just hear the truth, that you have that of itself creates an obligation for you to accept it. Suppose that I told you, hang on just a second, I want to calculate it. Suppose that I told you that pigs live in trees and that ice is flaming hot and that the number 9 is the fifth digit of pi after the decimal. Okay. Well, would you have an obligation based on the facts I've just presented you with to believe that 9 is the fifth digit of pi after the decimal? If that's all you knew, just the things I told you.
I would say that I would be skeptical, I suppose.
Yeah, and you would be right to. So if you didn't know that 9 is the fifth decimal place of pi, then you would, based on the other things I told you, which are patently false, because pigs don't live in trees and ice is not flaming hot, you would look at me and say, well, this guy is not reliable. And so if I can't trust him on those other things, then I can't trust him in what he says about the fifth decimal place of pi. You need to have more than just a presentation of the truth. You need to have evidence that supports that presentation to create that obligation. It's not merely someone stating the truth to you that creates an obligation on your part to believe it. And so if you have someone come to a Muslim or a person of any faith or no faith and present the gospel of Jesus Christ in a wholly inadequate way, and they come across as arrogant and mean and shoving it down their throat, and they don't offer evidence that would be considered compelling, then it doesn't create an obligation on the part of the hearer to believe the gospel. The gospel needs to be presented in a way that that shows the person that there is good evidence for it and that he can trust the message that he's being given. And only then is the obligation created. So our job, like here on Catholic Answers Live as evangelists, is to present the information in a way that doesn't create barriers and that provides evidence for people so that they are drawn towards the gospel. But if that case is not made, then God doesn't look at the person and say, oh, well, just because they heard the truth, they have to believe it or I'm going to damn them. They heard the truth and didn't accept it through no fault of their own, then God's going to say, well, you know, they were given an inadequate presentation of the gospel. They weren't obliged to believe based on what they heard. And so as God, he's going to look at what else are they doing? Are they otherwise trying to live up to the grace that he's put in their lives? And if they are, then God will continue to give them his grace and they'll end up being saved, even though they weren't explicitly Christian in this life. They will be in the next. They'll find out the truth then. But as a result, you can't just say, well, someone had the gospel told to them in some form and that determined their destiny. It's more complex than that. It deals with what kind of presentation were they given and what was their response and what is their response more broadly to God's initiatives in their life.
Tom, thank you. I hope that was helpful to you. Thank you very much for that question. I like key lime pie.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite pie.
Uh-huh.
Because you mentioned pie.
Pie, I know. Yeah.
It made me think of key lime pie.
I like key lime pie, too. I also like lemon meringue.
Yeah, I get a good lemon meringue.
I like a lot of different kinds of pies.
I have to say I do, too. I like to go up. All the pies they have in Julian are good, too.
Mm-hmm. Julian, California, for people who don't know. Famous pie-making location.
Yeah, up in the hills outside of San Diego.
Reminds me of Eureka Springs.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I've never been to Eureka Springs.
Yeah, it's
in good pie?
Arkansas.
Is it a pie place?
Yeah,
or
it's
or
also
just a mountain,
place? Mountain community like Similar vibe.
So, yeah. We're coming into the final stretch now. We're going to be with you on the air for 15 more minutes, and we are still a long way from all those goals that we've
still
set.
Still working on our $10,000 matching challenge this hour, and we've got some lines open.
And so I'll come to you again, ask you, can you please support Catholic Answers Live right now? 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Lines are open right now, so if you are dialing now, you are about to get through. 888-291-8000. Also, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, the safe and secure place where you can make your pledge. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And for a moment, I want to just take a second out of our broadcast now to address the people in the future. Hello, people of the future. Perhaps you're listening to this on a podcast. You've downloaded it onto your phone or however else you do your podcasts, and it's a month from now, or perhaps it's 2 months from now. You can still make your pledge. Maybe you don't get to listen live every day on the radio, but you're a podcast listener, and you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your pledge. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And I hope things are going well in the future. Thank you very much, and thank you for your support. Once again, the number to call, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Jimmy, it is open forum.
Let's open forum then.
Let's open that forum back up. Joe in Ohio, you are up next. Your question for Jimmy.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, hi. So I was wondering, is limbo still a doctrine? Is limbo a doctrine of the church? And also, if, let's say, an unborn baby dies in the womb, does that baby like go to limbo or the baby go? Like, I'm just I'm a little bit confused because.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's a clear question.
So the limbo is not a teaching of the church. It's a theological speculation that has been proposed for what would happen if someone died with original sin, but without personal sin. So if they don't have personal sin, they won't suffer in the afterlife because God only causes suffering as a punishment if you've personally sinned. But on the other hand, if they have original sin, then they're deprived of the sanctifying grace that would create a full spiritual union with God. And so some theologians historically have proposed the idea that, well, if someone like an unbaptized baby or an unborn child, if they died with original sin, so they don't have sanctifying grace, they haven't been baptized, they wouldn't get the full glory of heaven, but they also wouldn't suffer. And so this state called limbo was proposed, and some have even speculated it could be a state of great natural happiness, just not the full glory of heaven, where you have the beatific vision and are fully united with God spiritually. So that's a theological speculation that for a time the church accepted into its common teaching, but it subsequently has fallen out of the church's common teaching. This was clarified over the course of the 20th century, and a few years ago, Pope Benedict had the International Theological Commission prepare a paper on this where they said, in essence, there are other alternatives and God may be able to provide his grace to infants dying without baptism through other means so they wouldn't have original sin and thus would go to heaven. There are possibilities for how that could happen. They also said limbo is still a possibility, so if you think that's the right solution, you can believe in that, but it's not the teaching of the church. And what the Catechism says, because God hasn't revealed a lot to us about this kind of situation and what happens to these infants, there's not, you know, a Bible verse that settles this, is that we can entrust them to the mercy of God, because he's a loving God, and whatever happens to them will be fair and merciful.
Joe, thank you very, very much for that call. I appreciate it, and I hope that was helpful to you. And I want to let you know that when you ask a question about is that a doctrine, that is a perfect question for Jimmy Akin, because he has written a book called Teaching with Authority, How to Cut Through Doctrinal Confusion and Understand What the Church Really Says. Because often, I'm in this boat, I find myself a lot, Joe, something that I thought was a doctrine, it turns out to be, no, that was a theological speculation, or that's something that, you know, maybe an aunt or uncle told me, but it's not necessarily within the body of the teaching of the church. So there is that book, Teaching with Authority, How to Cut Through Doctrinal Confusion and Understand What the Church Really Says, and it'll be very, very helpful. 888-291-8000 is the number to call right now. That is not the number to get online here with me and Jimmy to ask questions. We are going to continue to take questions right up to the top of the hour, but we need some folks to call and make a pledge of support. I'm going to give you some more details. Yeah, things are moving a little slowly right now. We're 71% of the way to our goal. So if you've been following along for the hour, that's not a big movement from where we were just a short time ago. 676 people have called to pledge their support. That is a very good number. We figured we need to be around 800 or 850 to be 100% done. So that means, you know, another 125, 150 people by in the next 15 minutes. And we got that thing done. So we're still within striking distance, but I got to say, it does take a while. Maybe you're making up your mind.
Especially if you're making a larger donation.
Indeed, or maybe you're in traffic or whatnot. But the fact is, 15 minutes left in this hour. I'll say this now just for those of you who, you know, pull into the driveway right as the show is ending. If you dial right after the show ends, you're going to get through. There's going to be people who will still be answering the phones 5, 10, 15, maybe 20 minutes after the show, depending on how long the calls keep coming in. And for the rest of the night, if you just go to your computer to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your pledge, that will also count. Get us closer and closer to our goal. Right now, we'd really like to make sure we just use up this $10,000 match this hour. That's kind of critical at this moment. You know, that's very important to us. Someone has given us a $10,000 match. We'd like to use it all up, make sure we get every bit of that doubling effect. So if you're maybe one of those people who's been thinking, I wonder, maybe I could do a $18 a month pledge. That's great. $18 a month is wonderful. We love monthly donors. It makes a huge difference to us. It's hard to describe what a huge difference it makes to us. And it allows us to kind of develop a relationship with you as well. And that's a good thing for us. If you can do it at that level, $18 a month or more, you're going to get No Greater Love, A Biblical Walk Through Christ's Passion, the new book from Dr. Edward Sree. And you're going to get Sohrab Ahmari's book, From Fire by Water, My Journey to the Catholic Faith. The story of a Muslim man in Iran coming to see that the Catholic faith is true and committing himself to it despite danger and intrigue. You're going to love that book. If you can do a bit more, if you can do a $45 a month pledge or more, let's say, let me just round it to 50 for a minute because it's easier for me to do the math. $50 a month is $600 a year. By the time you fulfill that pledge at the end of the year, that's $600. The $600 gets matched immediately to us. OK, so right away we see that $600. And then over the course of the year, as you realize your as you finish your commitment on that, then we also have an opportunity to kind of, you know, become friends with you. Maybe we'll see you at a conference. Maybe we'll get you to take the magazine, or maybe you'd be interested to see a catalog of the books that have come out this year, that kind of thing. That's all of that is just to the good. And maybe we'll just see you when we're on the road, you know, when Trent or Jimmy or Tim or one of them is Carlo is out there talking, we can say hello to you. We at that level, $45-$50 a month, we'll send you those two books that I described, but we'll also send you Mary, the Bible and the Mother of God from Brant Petrie. That is an 8 DVD set and a beautiful study guide. We'll send you all that if you can make a monthly pledge of $45 a month or more. The number to call, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. When you go there to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, it works with your phone, it works with your tablet, it works with your computer, and you'll be in and out in a matter of mere moments. CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Why don't we take another call?
All right. Let's go to Tom in Colorado. Tom in Colorado, your question for Jimmy Akin, please.
Yeah, I had a quick question as far as some of the saints that I grew up with in the church.
Uh-huh. All right.
There's a lot of statues in the church, but I've been reading the Bible, And it says that thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or in the earth beneath or that is in the water underneath the earth.
Mm-hmm.
If the Bible says not to make any kind of image of anything, why do we do that in our churches?
Yeah, so you have to understand the context of this. And, you're quoting from the Ten Commandments. And if you read the surrounding context, the Ten Commandments start by saying, I am the Lord your God. And on the Jewish reckoning, because there are different ways of reckoning the numbers in the Ten Commandments, in the Jewish reckoning, that's commandment number one, I am the Lord your God. And then in the Jewish reckoning, commandment number two is you shall have no other gods before me. And then it goes on in commandment two to say, don't make any images. And that's because that's how people worshiped other gods in the Old Testament, is they made images of them. If you with either two-dimensional or three-dimensional images of them, if you went to Egypt, for example, in the Egyptian temples, there would be a statue of the god. If it's a temple of Horus, there would be a statue of Horus. And he would have, a falcon head. So he was like an animal image god. So that's what the context is here. It's not condemning all art or all images of anything. It's condemning making statues of gods. And you can show that because elsewhere in the Old Testament, God himself commands Moses to make an image of a bronze snake. And they even use the image, a statue of a bronze snake. They even use the image of the bronze snake to heal people from snake bite. So that's part of a religious ceremony. So God doesn't have a problem with statues, including religious statues that are used in religious ceremonies, as long as you're not worshiping it as a god. Later on, when the people did start worshiping the bronze serpent as a god, they called it Nehushtan, which is based on the Hebrew word Nahash, which means serpent.
Oh, okay.
So it's like Serpentor or something.
Oh,
they made a god out of
that
it.
That would be a good cartoon.
Yeah, then they smashed it because it was then being used as a god. But as long as they weren't interpreting it as a god, they could use it. Also, God commanded in the temple that there be giant cherubim statues guarding the Holy of Holies. And on the Ark of the Covenant itself, on the mercy seat, the atonement lid, there were statues of cherubim worked into it. So God had statues of angels that he commanded in the temple and as part of the Ark of the Covenant, but they weren't gods. So as long as it's not something you're saying, ooh, this is a god, I have to worship this piece of plaster as a god, then it's okay with the true God because your heart's in the right place. And so that's why we can make statues of saints and angels and even bronze serpents as long as we don't treat them as gods.
Can we watch the show Serpentor?
I'll let you know when that gets on Netflix.
The Mighty Serpentor.
Yeah.
It is open forum today on Catholic Answers Live. Jimmy Akin is our guest. Jimmy's senior apologist here at Catholic Answers. And we are coming down now to the last few moments of our spring pledge drive. Thank you to everybody who has offered their support thus far. About half of our phone lines are open right now.
Yeah. So I have good news and bad news and good news.
Okay. Good news, bad news, good news. Okay. Yeah. Let's go good news.
Good news is we made our $10,000 challenge.
Praise God.
The bad news is we're only at 74% of our overall goal.
Okay, so our overall goal, we're up 25% to go still. Okay,
yeah.
About 26.
The good news is we have lines open. People can call in and they can we're going to have people here after we go off the air. And even after that, you can go 24 hours a day in the coming, either later today or in coming days, to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your donation there. So if you need some extra time, especially if it's for one of those larger donations, need to check with your spouse, something like that, by all means, please do so. And if you can't give us a call today at 888-291-8000, go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000 is the number. CatholicAnswersRadio.com is the address to go. Lines are open, and it gets really busy here at the top of the hour usually, so you want to dial now while the lines are open. 888-291-8000. I don't know. I don't want to call anybody out, but you, Mr. Rockefeller, are there still Rockefellers?
There's still Rockefellers.
I better not do that. I just want to give you the actual number. It's going to be more than $30,000 that we're going to need to close the gap. If you want to help with that, if you got an extra $30,000 sitting around, just won the lottery, 888-291-8000.
Or if you only have a chunk of that.
Yeah, right. If you just got a chunk of that. But I just want to make sure I get that number out there before we have to go anywhere, because miracles happen. And there are lots of good people in the world. Thanks to everybody who donated. There's folks, we ask for these larger donations because if you ask not, then you have not. But it has in no way reflects on the fact that, I hate to see when someone gives a smaller amount and says, I'm sorry, this is all I have. Please. There's only about 700 people in the whole world who have given right now. I'm looking at a number, 705. Oh, you're up. You got 712 on yours. Well, Jimmy's got a more up-to-date machine than I have. We wanted to be around 800, so, hey, can you help us get there? Any amount makes a difference, but if you can make that monthly pledge of $18 or more, we'll send you the books From Fire by Water and No Greater Love. If you can make a pledge of $45 a month or more, we'll send you those two books, and we'll send you the Lexio series of DVDs, Mary, the Bible, and the Mother of God. 888-291-8000 is the number, or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Still some lines open. 888-291-8000.